You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Interception!
Interception!
First one's
it!
Is it over?
First
is it over? Is it over?
Ah!
Confirm it. Hold on, let's confirm before we celebrate.
I'm 3 minutes behind you, Pirate Feed.
Well, this is very exciting.
Let's see. Final!
First place fins!
First place fins!
Woo! Wow!
Let's go!
That is exciting. That it took a little longer than we hoped, but man, exciting.
Tobin,
oh, I'm probably going to see it right now. Oh, wow.
Could you imagine what people would be saying about Tua Tagovailoa right now if he blew a double-digit lead, fumbled in his own end zone to allow the other team to get the lead with 33 seconds left, and then threw a pick in overtime to ice the game? What would people be saying? What would Colin Coward be saying about Tua Tagovailoa right now, Tobin? What would they be saying?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. Josh Allen, you're out of the MVP race, my friend.
Oh.
You're out, dude.
Woo.
You are out. You blow the game with a pick, and you blow the game with a fumble in the end zone. Guess where you go? Back of the line, Josh Allen, with your sore elbow. Wow. Dude. Amazing.
What a damn time to be alive, Tobin.
Wow.
Woo!
First place. Back to first place. Oh, these stupid Bills fans. They thought we were never going to get back there either. They're sitting, ooh, how's it down there? How's the weather down there? No. How's the weather down there, dummies? Is it too hot? Is it too hot, Buffalo? Josh Allen.
Kind of feel like doing a little Chris Forster action right now. I mean, that's how good I'm feeling. Hit me with the Chris Forster meme, baby. What a time, Tobin.
Wow.
What a time.
This is amazing, dude. I don't know what to do with my hands. This is crazy. I am shook.
I'll let you, if you want to end this early.
I'm going to go take a cold shower or something like that. No, we got to pop out. Let's pop some bottlenoses before we get out of here, dude.
Let's do it.
Who you got? Give me a couple of your top performers today.
Well, first of all, I just want to finish my thought. Travis Wingfield from the Miami Dolphins, he quote tweeted the shoes McDaniel was wearing, and he gave him a new nickname, which, I love McCoachin, Tobin. I have to give you credit for that, but McDrip on the Dolphins sideline.
McDrip is good. It also sounds like something, a sauce that goes on the McRib. It sounds
hell
delicious.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the McDrip. And I'm going to give my – I'll pop two bottle noses. I'm going to give the first one, I mentioned him, Justin Bethel. Dude stepped up. Keon Crossan goes out. Dolphins are depleted in the cornerback room already. And he comes in. I'm not going to say he made, the biggest difference in the game, but there was a couple key plays that he made when the Browns still kind of had a chance to work themselves back in the game a little bit. And he came up with a big deflection, and then he came up with a big tackle to, I believe, force a fourth down, which they ended up turnover on downs. So, to me, Justin Bethel deserves some bottlenose to be popped for him.
Let's see, man. I could go so many directions here. I'm going to go Jeff Wilson Jr. Popping bottlenoses for him. What a game. I thought he set the tone. Two guys I thought really set the tone for this game, Landon Roberts and Jeff Wilson. I thought that they just brought such a physicality. This is a Dolphins team I think is known for speed, being dynamic, explosive. I just thought that they really brought the hurt to Cleveland, who's known as a very physical team. You think about Nick Chubb, Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, all of the fierce you know, scary guys they have on that team. And, look, the Dolphins gave a lot of respect to them coming into this week. Mike McDaniel said they are no joke. We feel they could beat anybody on any week. And I don't – and he goes, and truly you cannot say that about other teams. He goes, you know, I know that could be a throwaway cliche. He made the point. You cannot really say that about a lot of teams. They could beat any team. And I just thought that that tone they set with physicality early on, that was brought especially by Jeff Wilson. It felt like every time he touched the football, it was for 12 yards. So what a game by him. He is, I think, could be going to become a quick fan favorite down here.
You know what? There's already a 23 hanging in the AAA Raptors, the Heat Arena Raptors. Change that colorway to aqua and orange.
Yes.
Bleep MJ. Let's give number 23 up there to Jeff Wilson. That's how good of a game he had today, and that's how I'm feeling about J-Dub. I mean, what a damn game from him.
He is awesome. I loved everything that he brought to the table today. You want to pop some bottlenose for somebody else?
Yeah, let's – I mean, are we not going to even talk about Tua?
Tua, dude, come on.
I love him so much.
I love him so much.
When 285 they go to the... today. Wow. 285, 25 of 32. Three touchdowns. His QB rating was excellent again, 135. And it almost seemed effortless from Tua. And we talked about how he showed maturity, just throwing some darts, bro. Like, just Dilfer dimes all over the field. And he deserves it. Like, it's almost gotten to the point now, three straight weeks here, we're almost taking him for granted because we almost expect it. But he's taken his game to another level. And anybody who's denying that he's playing – as an elite quarterback right now, I'm not gonna have the argument yet that he's top three quarterback in the NFL. We'll have that argument at the end of the season. But right now, this season, he is playing like an elite quarterback, and you can't deny it. If you want to deny it, you're brain dead.
It's stupid. Yeah. Any other argument, if you're saying that, if you want to make any other caveat for him other than, hey, he's good, you're just an ingrate and a dummy. He's good at football. He's been good at football. He now has better support system to make him elite at football. And he looks every bit an MVP candidate today. And I think that, you know, I was even, you know, we talked about this last week about, is it Tyreek Hill? Is it Tua? Because Tyreek's just been that dynamic. And Tyreek was still good today, like still showing up with a touchdown. What did we think of a Tyreek Hill's celebration where he played that?
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
He told Hawk and Crowder, because they asked him about his
the back, backspring round off,
the back handspring, whatever. I totally pulled that one out of my ass last week. So I can't even remember what I said, but he told us he's got some stuff planned. Like, he's like, that was just the appetizer. Like, get ready. And what did he do? He played dead. I couldn't even see it because there were so many guys around him.
He looked woozy, and then he like laid down, and then I don't know who it was who came and revived him, but one of the linemen came over and they pumped his chest, and then all of a sudden he was back. So thank God. It was a medical emergency there for a second. I tried to go to, by the way, I was at the Tyreek Hill Family Foundation with the MCs. I tried to goad him into a Super Bowl prediction. That was like my last question, because we were doing some. He's doing it for a great cause. He's raising money for Nicholas Children's Hospital for their mental wellness program for youth. So awesome job by Tyreek. Shout out to the Tyreek Hill Family Foundation. But then they were like, oh, you could ask like, you know, one fun football one at the end. So I just basically wanted to do like the cheap pop where I like see if I can get him to do a Super Bowl prediction. And I could see it in his eyes. He wanted to, but he goes, what? Because like he double take my question. I'm like, I'm very right next to you. There's no way you didn't hear what I just said. I was like, hey, what do you think? What's the farthest this team can go? What's their ceiling, Tyreek? And what'd you say? What's their ceiling? And like he kind of smiles. He goes, we're just going to take care of Cleveland this week. I'm like, damn it. Oh, I was like, I could see you wanted to. I could see he wanted to do the Tyreek Hill thing where he was just going to take it over the top. But whatever. He did it today. They did it today. They were amazing. Yeah. So shout out to Tua. He's awesome. I love him.
Best way to go into a bye week, Tobin. 4-game winning streak.
Yep.
Take care of the Browns. Another impressive performance. And I know we'll porp a little bit during the bye week, but seriously, man, like props to this team, top to bottom, Chris Greer all the way down. Other than Jason Sanders, no props to Jason Sanders.
Dude, what's going on with him? I thought for sure he was going to miss that field goal too. I was like, did that go through? I was double checking with myself. I don't know. I don't believe any kick is going to go in from him now.
He's approached just pure Bumsky zone right now. Like he can't do anything. Like he's in his own head.